Cammy Croft is the Energy Department's Director of New Media and Citizen Engagement. Cammy, thanks for being on this afternoon. Tell me about the Apps for Energy Challenge, please.
Well, first off, thanks for having me. The Apps for Energy Challenge is a challenge that we're using to spur the American developer community to build apps that help consumers get the most out of their utility data. Now, you can't talk about this challenge without also talking about green button data. And so let me talk a little bit about what that is. The green button is a common sense idea that electricity customers should be able to securely download their own detailed household or building energy usage information from their utility website and do so in an easy way with a click of a button. So this initiative is now, it's open to nearly 10 million households in California, representing about 17 million electricity consumers. And in the year ahead, we're expecting to see states like Texas, Maryland, and even here in Washington, D.C., to open that up to utilities here. So that's another 11 million households who have access to their electricity usage data in a very easy, clickable way. So we want consumers to be able to use this information to save energy, to save money. Sometimes when you see your electricity bill, it maybe doesn't make the most sense. So we want to provide that extra meaning, and we're hoping that the developer community out there can help us do so.
So what do I do? Just a quick question about the Green Button Initiative. When I click that blue green button, what do I do with that information? And therefore, what would somebody potentially create an app for me to be able to do with it?
Well, see, that's kind of the problem. That's a lot of data. It's a lot of information, and sometimes it's hard, it's difficult to navigate and may not be the most useful or meaningful for you. So this is the challenge that we're putting out there to the developer community. Help us find a way that this can be the most useful to consumers so that they can perhaps monitor, their usage data and be able to know when is the most opportune time to save energy, to save money.
What's important enough about this that you're willing to commit $100,000 to it, Cammy?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that we've actually had a couple sponsors step up to the plate to help us encourage developers to participate in this. And those partners through Grid 21, a nonprofit, they are sharing the prize purse, and it's being provided by Pacific Gas and Electric Company and Itron Incorporated as well. And what we really want here is one of the big missions of the Department of Energy is, you know, we're responsible for thinking about our energy portfolio. And one of the ways that we can, consumers can most easily impact that portfolio is by figuring out ways that they can conserve and save on and save energy. So the more that we can do to educate and empower that consumer, we're getting the greatest bang for our buck.
The submission period's already open. What's the rest of this timeline look like?
So developers have until May 15th to submit their best attempts at applications. And these apps can be, they don't have to be on a smartphone. They could be on a smartphone. They could be a Facebook app. They could be for a website. We're not making any judgments on the platform that you use. They have until May 15th to submit those applications to appsforenergy.challenge.gov.
The prize grid looks pretty good. Best overall application grand prize, $30,000. Best overall app, second prize, $15,000, and so on. You've got a students category. You've got a popular choice award, a peak energy usage award. So you're not just looking for one and going to lay the money out there just to one person, it looks like.
Right, and we want to get a variety of applications out there that people can get their hands on and let the market decide what's going to be the most useful.
As you evaluate these, what kinds of things will your team of judges be looking at?
So there's four main categories or four main areas of criteria. One being potential impact. So we're looking, we're having the judges look for what is the strength of this application's potential to help individuals, organizations, and communities make informed decisions about their electricity use. The second is creativity and innovation. Is there a way, are they thinking outside the box? Is there a way that they're thinking of using this that others haven't thought of? And then implementation, ease of use. use? What is that user experience and interactive capability? We want to make sure this is something that's easy to understand and that folks will want to download and want to use on their smartphones and on their Facebook pages, et cetera. And last but not least, there's a requirement that the application should use green button data.
Let's step back a couple of steps from where we are today with this, Cammie. Just tell me briefly what it was. I imagine at some point in time there was a list of potentially five or six things that you would do this challenge around. How did you narrow that list down to this particular thing?
Well, you know, that's actually a great question. We actually want to do a lot of these. This is actually our first, we've been wanting to host our own apps competition, you know, being inspired by things like the First Lady's apps for healthy kids and apps for the environment. We've been wanting to host one on our own for some time now. So we wanted to kick this off around green button data, given the interest and success around that. But this isn't the first, this isn't the only time that we're going to do this. We're hoping to have other iterations of Apps for Energy over the next couple of years around other initiatives such as our Sunshot initiative and other places so we can really tap into the ingenuity of the American public to help government work better.